Well, it actually started out, I can't take all the credit, it started with Kent, because in April for his fundraiser, his birthday fundraiser, he did that, because Rainbow House was not able to do our masquerade ball this year. It's in April every year, like much, you know, everyone else, we had to shut things down, and so we were kind of racking our brains, trying to figure out what we could do, and Kent said, well, I'll do a birthday fundraiser, and I'll shave my head if I get enough money. So that lasted the whole month of April, and he raised $11,000, which is a huge chunk of money. I mean, we were terribly grateful for all the support we got, but that wasn't enough. So we thought, what else are we going to do? So one night I said, you know what, I'll shave mine. So I jumped on his hashtag, which was Clippers for the Kids, and we added a save or shave hashtag, and I said, whichever side gets the most money, that's what I'll do.
Right.
So we had these two great thermometers that someone had made for me, and people would donate money, and then they would comment if they wanted to save it or shave it. And by the end of the month, we had a little over $13,000, and the difference was $237 in shave one.
Wow, it came down to the wire, and it was very, very close. Now, Kent, you were the one who actually did the honors of shaving Sarah's head. Was she nervous beforehand? And tell us a little bit about that experience.
I believe I was more nervous than her. She seemed actually pretty comfortable, but I was a little more out of my element, as only hair I ever cut is my own, and it went smoothly. It turned out better than I had anticipated it might, and turns out she's got a pretty good-looking head under all that hair, so that was a bonus.
Absolutely. Now, Sarah, you work at the Rainbow House. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you do for kids over there, if you will.
We do a lot of stuff for kids. Kids and families, we deal with families in crisis. We really have two separate things going on there. So one side of the facility is our Child Advocacy Center, and we call it our CAC. And we actually serve Audrain County in our CAC. We serve Boone County and the surrounding 10 counties. The other side of our facility is an emergency children's shelter, and that's where we take in kids. We take in kids that are maybe part of the homeless population, or they're in state care and they need a safe place to come for a while. I've been at Rainbow House for 5 years. It was 5 years in March, and it's amazing. It's an amazing place to work. We do wonderful things for children and for children and families in crisis.
Well, I think you guys are doing a wonderful job. Is this something that you may consider doing next year if COVID is still around, as a way to raise funds? Would you both consider letting your hair grow out and shaving it again?
If my hair's long enough, I will.
Sure, I would. I'll do anything for Rainbow House. Matt, what this is all about is, as much as anything, and thank you for having us on the air here, to raise awareness.
Yes.
A lot of people don't even know Rainbow House is there, and they don't realize what they do. They're there every day, all year round, helping these kids and these families that need help at real trying times in their lives. It's just an awesome organization, and I'll do whatever I can to support them. If it's not this, it'll be something else.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
And I agree with Ken on the awareness part, because he's right. A lot of people did not know what Rainbow House was. So if anything, all of those videos I did and the posts we made got the word out there. A lot of people didn't know we serve Audrain County. So that was a wonderful thing. And even though my fundraiser ended on June 30th, I still had money coming in after. I had people bringing cash to Rainbow House after it was over. And I explained to them, it can't count for my fundraiser, but we'll still take it. You know, Rainbow House still needs money. The day that my husband came and shaved my head during our Monday morning staff meeting, Melissa Farreau, who's amazing, she's our board president, she brought $500 cash to the shaving.
Wow.
So it's still getting the word out there. It's still bringing in funds, which is wonderful.
That is wonderful. If people want to donate to Rainbow House, is there a way that they can do that? You guys have a Facebook page out there?
We do. We've got something called Wishlist Wednesday. So that's where we put out our emergent needs. Of course, we'll always take cash, check donations of any kind, but you know, not everybody can donate money, and that's okay. We understand that. So we'll do in-kind donations. So if you just watch our Facebook page every Wednesday, we have our wish list, and it's the things that we need that maybe you wouldn't actually, you know, think about, like laundry detergent and baby wipes and gloves for changing diapers, things like that.
Sure. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning and sharing your story. I wanted to have an up-close view because I had seen it on Facebook, as hundreds of other people had, but had never seen it in person. I think it looks pretty good.
Thanks. I do, too. I'm digging it.
Yeah, especially.
I'm digging it.
She pulls it off well.
Right. And Ken, you're styling and profiling yourself over there. Right on. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in this morning. Certainly appreciate having you guys.
Thank you,
thanks,
Matt.
And I would like to thank all that contributed.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. We had a
tremendous outpour of donations and generosity during a time of need. And we really appreciate everybody that helped us out.
We appreciate all of it.
Outstanding.
And not only that, the people that shared that, because that was the biggest piece of it, was the awareness, getting everyone to share that posting. Even if they didn't donate, they still shared it. That's contributing.
I love it. I love it, doing things for a great cause. You know, I'm coming up with ideas in my head now. Maybe next year.
Your hair's looking a little long.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I was thinking more for you guys than me, but maybe a tattoo of the Am I Awake Morning Show with Matt Pilger if we raise funds.
Yeah, I love
okay,
it.
We'll think about it. We'll talk about it.
We'll get something put together.
That's right.